going back to intention, some terrorists act with the belief that they're doing God's work. It seems that based on their belief system, their intentions are for the higher
good. That's been the big, the biggest excuse in man's history. In the name of God, all wars are holy wars, the Protestants against the Catholics in Europe, and the Spanish conquistadors killing off the native population in South America. Everybody uses God as an excuse. Therefore, truth versus falsehood is not going to be popular in large parts of the world because they claim they're doing it for God. And when you calibrate, their intention is 90. 90, all these people, they calibrate 90, and their leader calibrates at 40. God calibrates at infinite. Avatars calibrated 1,000. Moral integrity calibrates in the 300s. And these people come out calibrating at 90, 40, 30. That's the level of serial killers. Serial killers calibrate 30 or 40.
But if their belief is they're doing good, so where do you draw the line between mistaken beliefs and the highest good?
There's no point of drawing a line. Who draws the line? Mm-hmm. It's a very primitive society, isn't it? Doesn't know good from evil, yeah?
No.
All right, that's called the Lucifer conversion, in which you condemn good as evil. All right, there's a whole culture. Let's say the Japanese in Manchuria. Any kind of mercy would get you executed. See, we think that being kind and all that is, because we're coming from love, concern. In other cultures, concern for others is considered a weakness. When the enemy surrenders, you slaughter them. If the enemy begs for mercy and you give in to them, you get executed. That's the culture that we're dealing with in world contention right now, a culture where kindness is considered a weakness and will get you killed. Aha. Now you see what we're up against is a very severe ideological difference. Very, very, very severe ideological difference. And 9/11 and things like that are just the surface pop out of it. No, the problem is much deeper, more serious, more profound, more pervasive, more dangerous than people know.
So if we Americans, Oprah has a show about an oppressed country, and millions of Americans are watching, and we all start to pray for that oppressed country.
That's all you can do, isn't it?
And how does that affect the energy of that country as we all pray?
I don't know if it affects their energy.
No.
Makes you feel good. It's sort of do-gooderism, you're going to change other cultures that are on the completely opposite end of the scale. But you see, your combined intention raises the calibrated level of consciousness of mankind altogether. So the hope is that by everyone being as integrous as they can, that the offshoot will be that it will impact other cultures.
And the education about this also is good, is it not? That I learn about these countries, that I know what's going on there.
Accepting the reality of what's going on so that you get off naivete, you see? Mm-hmm. To me, international diplomacy is based on such extreme naivete, it's a wonder we survive at all.
But the prayer does do good as far as just the consciousness.
I think so. And then, of course, we're trying to get people educated and enthused about democracy. And democracy does constantly reappear in the world, equality. And on the other hand, if you don't safeguard it, you lose it too. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't be wimpy about it. I don't believe in wimpism as spirituality. A lot of people think spirituality means wimpism, passivity and wimpism. No, it requires strength of conviction. You have to stand up for your belief. Otherwise, it's just talk. Anybody can talk piously, It's a dime a dozen. No, you have to stand for what you believe. That's integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Stand for what you believe. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good to prove and pray and do everything you can about it.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe it's integrous to be also realistic. You're the steward of your own capacities, and your capacity as a highly educated human being on this planet. What is your obligation then to humanity but to use your intellect to the best that you can? That means that naivete is not integrous. You want to hide behind innocent and naivete. And that's fake. In this world, to be that uninformed is a lack of what I think moral integrity. for your criticism of something, it behooves you to know something about it. That way your words will have some impact. So what you try to do is present the truth as best you can discern it. Then you try to bulwark it by putting it in context. Yeah, and I think historical context often reveals the fallacy of the political argument. Before you criticize a thing, if you look at how it developed over time, now you have a completely different understanding. Mm-hmm. Morality is only one part of the pie. See? Mm-hmm. Morality isn't the whole issue, nor will it turn things over. Morality is just one piece, one little piece of the puzzle. Morality, important, but it, in and of itself, it won't